Welcome to the Credibility Nation Show, the podcast that will help you to continually build and grow your credibility with your host, Mitchell Levy.
Hi, Mitchell Levy, global credibility expert, and welcome to this special credibility episode of Thought Leader Life, where we're talking to amazing humans from around the planet on who they are, what they do, in essence, their credibility. Today's guest is Lale Hancock, who is a leadership and entrepreneurial coach, professional services consultant, personal wellness mentor, and founder and CEO of Bella Pimo. I think I got it right the second time.
You got it right.
Lila, welcome. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. Hey, so tell me, what is your customer point of pain? What is your CPOP?
It's CEOs in organizations who are looking at the engagement in their organization and desiring so much more than what's there today.
Man, if you look at the statistics that are happening in the space, even sat on the board of a public company and I saw that, and the numbers in the US and around the world are abysmal. So tell me a little bit more. What do you do?
Yeah. So as a consultant, as you were just reading, it's really coming in and working with the whole organization and how they engage with each other, how they engage with their customers, and really engaging with what the business is going to need in the future. Because most of them are not focused enough of what they need to do today to make sure that tomorrow is going to be greater than what they have.
So tell me a little bit more. So that seems like vision. Mm-hmm. So you help create a better vision, but then what else is involved to make that happen?
Well, there's a lot involved. There's actually empowering the employees to have a voice. Most of them do not have a voice and fear actually having a voice. So it's really getting them to look at themselves, their ideas, their awareness of what's actually required, and being willing to engage, not just with the people they're engaged with, but the people they actually need to be engaged with to bring in the new solutions, to bring in the new ideas and actually bring them to fruition. Most ideas are never coming to fruition. It gets deadlocked into the conversations that go in circles. So, you know, it really is not just engaging them on the day-to-day, but engaging them on what's required today to create that tomorrow.
And the types of processes, the type of procedures, the activity that needs to happen to deploy what you're just talking about can only happen from the tops down and, of course, also the bottoms up. But that tops down, that's why you start with the CEO.
Yeah. And you know what? It's interesting because it's usually the CEO who's looking and saying, you know what? It's not working. Others want to put it under the rug. And the CEO knows if they're really going to be able to reach the numbers that the board of directors think they're going to reach, they're going to need to have to make some changes.
Oh, beautiful. So tell me, how do you have the credibility to do what you do?
It's called 30 years in business, working with over 1 million people and seeing that it doesn't matter the size of the organization, if they're corporate, not-for-profit, or government, they tend not to have engagement all around the cross.
It's amazing how universal that is.
Yeah, it really is a universal problem. We used to call it was a communication problem. Do you remember those good old days? Communication's definitely...
Yeah. Well, I do remember those good old days when we would send faxes to people, and then when email wasn't really quite working yet, and we'd send an email, but then that doesn't count. So we'd send, how about universal voicemail that gets blasted to everybody? Okay. Memos. Do you remember memos?
Oh, yeah.
All right. So I remember the communications days, but tell me a little bit more. What else gives you that? Having interacted with 1 million people, what have you noticed? What is that thing that people go, yep, she's the one with the credibility to make this happen?
Well, you know, I've actually had the pleasure of working with a lot of high profile people as well as being in a couple books with some of the high profile people. So with me, when it comes to engagement though, it's something innate with me that I've always had, even as a leader myself. So when I look at what's going on in these organizations, it really is not just someone who read in a book what to do. I've actually lived in their shoes. I've been the CEO, I've been the executive leader, I've also been the employee who didn't feel I had the voice to be able to share my ideas and my creativity. So I'd say being in their shoes, no matter what level they are.
That's a good way to put it. So how do you go about sharing your credibility? How do you get your brand out there?
Yeah. So, you know, as with any business, we have to do it the way other people are doing too. Social media, LinkedIn, and other ways to engage different people from different organizations. We are involved in a lot of networking and corporate responsibility activities as well. But since I travel to a lot of different countries for my events, I have local people who end up engaging with the media, engaging with different organizations, their C-levels, but also other people within the organization that can bring us in. So I would say it's a global reach and a global perspective of being able to engage and get us in front of them.
So a large word of mouth marketing. I'm just trying to piece this together. A little bit of LinkedIn, a little bit of Facebook, large word of mouth marketing, and a deployment of advocates who are helping spread the word.
Yeah, that actually sums it up pretty well.
That's a pretty good marketing strategy.
You know, it's when you have people who actually believe in what you're doing, it's amazing how quickly it can spread from country to country.
I like it. So listen, if you're watching this video and you're the CEO of your organization and you think to yourself and you know in your heart you don't have the engagement you need to have, you're going to want to reach out to Layla Hancock. Layla, what is the best way for people to reach out to you?
Yeah. Well, social media is one way, but our website is actually the best way to get a hold of us. You go to www.bellapimo.com, and that's BELAPEMO.com. And you can contact us there as well as learn some more information about us there too.
Yeah, I think I pronounced your name twice incorrectly. So I really appreciate that you stumbled on your company name. That just makes me feel a little more human. So thank you so much.
I did it just for you. BellaPimo.com.
La-le. I know you gave me instructions and I got that wrong. So my apologies. Hey, thank you so much for sharing your credibility with us today.
Thank you so much for having me here. I'm so grateful for you.
You're welcome. And guys, thanks for watching. Click on the like button, share with your friends, and I look forward to seeing you at the next episode of Thought of Your Life. Take care, everyone. Bye now.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed the show, please rate and recommend it on the platform you're listening to. You can also get more information at credibilitynation.com. And feel free to see the latest update to the credibility research and get a free PDF copy of the book written on this research at aha.pub/research.